On the afternoon of Sunday, November 12, 2023, near the pavilion at Bozeman's Lindley Park, about 100 people gathered for a peace prayer vigil offered by the Gallatin Valley Interfaith Association. The Gallatin Valley Interfaith Association's vision is to bring together people of all faith traditions in the valley to nurture a stronger community through efforts of compassion, peace, respect, justice, and love. GVIA moderator Reverend Valerie Webster welcomed the crowd, and GVIA vice moderator Reverend Karen Dakotas of the Dharma Buddhist Center offered a land acknowledgement. They were followed by Rabbi Sonia Pilz of Congregation Beth Shalom, Dr. Ruhul Amin of the Bozeman Islamic Center, Sally Noble of the Baha'i Community of Montana, Kathleen Wettstein of Resurrection Parish, Reverend Margot Reinhardt of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bozeman, and Bozeman Dharma Center's Reverend Karen Dakotas, Reverend Valerie Webster, Ecumenical and Interreligious Officer of the Episcopal Diocese of Montana, concluded with a Christian Protestant prayer.
Thank you for gathering today for our peace prayer vigil. We're so very thankful for your gathering for this interreligious prayer for peace. My name is Reverend Valerie Webster, and I'm the moderator of the Gallatin Valley Interfaith Association. And GVIA comes together regularly to bring people of diverse traditions into community and to nurture in our larger community compassion, peace, respect, justice, and love. GVIA respects the dignity of all people and honors the religious traditions of our community. Specifically, we stand with the Muslim community in solidarity. Anti-Muslim discrimination is an issue that affects us all, not just Islam. And we stand with the Jewish community in solidarity. Anti-Semitic discrimination affects us all, not just Judaism. In this time of supreme conflict in the Middle East and around our world, we recognize the potential for conflict and harm among people of different faiths and beliefs about the political realities that are unfolding. We affirm houses of worship and fellowships of faith across the Gallatin County are actively praying for peace and taking a stand against violence and injustice. We are doing this in Gallatin Valley without taking sides. This is a day we gather for peace.
Good afternoon, Karen Dakotas, representing the Buddhists of the Valley from the Bozeman Dharma Center. And I'd like to do a land acknowledgement as we begin our prayers. We come together today as people of faith. The Gallatin Valley Interfaith Association acknowledges the history of colonialism and a need for change in settler colonial societies, which claimed ownership of the Gallatin Valley, displacing those who traveled, hunted, and lived here. We wish to name that we sit on the unceded land that was the shared grounds of the Crow, Blackfeet, Cheyenne, Salish, Kootenai, Sioux, Nakota, Chippewa, Cayuse, Umatilla, Walla Walla, and others not named here. We wish to use our privilege to empower these people and nations, to lift up their stories and heal their trauma. May our work include justice and protection, knowledge of current treaties and need for new ones for these and all people who choose to live in the Valley of the Flowers.
Thank you. I want to teach you two things today, just two. The Hebrew word for thank you is toda. And I want to share with you today toda. The four last week have been among the heaviest of my life. And I know that within the Jewish communities in Bozeman, this is true for many. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am for every single one of you standing here, for every single member of the GVIA, for the outpour of love and support and check-ins and flowers and stones and card this Jewish community in Bozeman has experienced over the last weeks. It comes with honesty, and it comes with criticism, and I'm grateful for this honesty and this criticism too, because it means that we're trusted, and it means that we belong. There's nothing more important for the Jewish community in Bozeman right now than knowing that we belong and that we're safe, and that we can stand here together, especially today, and pray for something that goes beyond our personal heartbreaks, something that might be very fragile and further away than it has ever seemed. But the fact that we're standing here today praying together for peace, and it might not look like the way we always thought it looked like, means the world to us. I brought you a little piece of writing by another Jewish woman, Marge Piercy. What can they do to you? Whatever they want. They can set you up. They can bust you. They can break your fingers. They can burn your brain with electricity, blur you with drugs till you can't walk, can't remember. They can take your child, wall up your lover. They can do anything. You can't stop them from doing. How can you stop them? Alone. You can fight. You can refuse. You can take what revenge you can. But they roll over you. But two people fighting back to back can cut through a mob, a snake dancing file, can break a cordon. An army can meet an army. Two people can keep each other sane, can give support, conviction, love, massage, hope. Three people are a delegation, a committee, a wedge. With four, you can play bridge and start an organization. With six, you can rent a whole house, eat pie for dinner with no seconds, and hold a fundraising party. A dozen make a demonstration. 100 fill a hall. 1,000 have solidarity and your own newsletter. 10,000 power in your own paper. 100,000 your own media. 10 million your own country. It goes on one at a time. It starts when you care to act. It starts when you do it again and they said no. It starts when you say we and know who you mean. And each day you mean one more. The second thing I want to teach you is a song. It's a very simple song. You all know the word Shalom. We're famous for that one. So you just hum along, and whenever you hear Shalom, you say Shalom. We have a teaching that prayers are more worthy the more different the people are who pray together. This is going to make this song, this prayer, really worthy. Who says Shalom b'momav? Who yaseh Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imu imhu amen? Yaseh Shalom, yaseh Shalom, Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaseh Shalom, yaseh Shalom, Shalom aleinu ve'al kol yoshvei tevel ve'imu amen. Toda.
We thank Rabbi Sonia Piltz of Congregation Beth Shalom.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Ruhul Amin. I'm representing the Islamic Center of Bozeman. I thank all of you from the bottom of our heart for for coming here on this Sunday where you could be doing something more useful or interesting. But I know, we know, this is the most interesting and useful and important thing for you at this time of the day and the time. So thank you again for all coming. We are here for a peace vigil. So I will begin with the quote for one of the pioneers of peace vigil in this country, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s quote. He said in 1963, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We can caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all of us indirectly." So justice and peace are intertwined. And in this peace vigil, we celebrate both. So in my short prayer, I will quote few verses from the Muslim Holy Scripture Quran, and I'll end with a prayer of peace as taught by our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. God said in the Quran, "Indeed, God commands you to render trust to those whom they are due. And when you judge between people, you judge with justice. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which God has instructed you to practice. Indeed, God is ever hearing and seeing whatever you are doing and saying, and He is omnipresent." Chapter 4, verse 58. God again said, "O you who believed, be persistent, please stand firm for justice as a witness to God, even if it be against yourselves or your parents or your relatives or to someone who may be rich or poor." Chapter 4, verse 135. And my last quote from the Quran. "O you who believed, be persistent in standing firm for God as a witness to justice, and do not let your hatred for others prevent you from doing justice, and be just. Be just, and that is the righteousness. And fear God. Indeed, God is always acquainted with what you do." Chapter 5, verse 8. And let us pray, and I will end with this prayer as taught by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Dear God, help and protect the people of the Holy Land. Ease their pain and sufferings. Dear God, you are the bestower of peace and mercy. So please bestow your peace and mercy on them. Dear God, one of your attributes is peace. From you come peace, and to you return peace. So, dear God, revive us with the salutation of peace, and lead us to your abode of peace. Amen. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sally Lobel, a member of the Baha'i Faith. I would like to offer a Baha'i prayer for the peace of humanity. O thou kind Lord, thou hast created all humanity from the same stock. Thou hast decreed that all shall belong to the same household. In thy holy presence they are all thy servants, and all mankind are sheltered beneath thy tabernacle. All have gathered together at the table of thy bounty, and all are illumined through the light of thy providence. O God, thou art kind to all. Thou hast provided for all, dost shelter all, conferest life upon all. Thou hast endowed each and all with talents and faculties, and all are submerged in the ocean of thy mercy. O thou kind Lord, unite all. Let the religions agree and make the nations one, so that they may see each other as one family and the whole earth as one home. May they all live together in perfect harmony. O God, raise aloft the banner of the oneness of mankind. O God, establish the most great peace. Cement thou, O God, the hearts together. O thou kind Father God, gladden our hearts through the fragrance of thy love. Brighten our eyes to the light of thy guidance. Delight our ears with the melody of thy word and shelter us all in the stronghold of thy providence. Thou art the mighty, the powerful. Thou art the forgiving, and thou art the one who overlooketh the shortcomings of all mankind. Abdu'l-Bahá.
Good afternoon. My name is Kathleen Wettstein, and I am a member of the Pastoral Council of Resurrection University Catholic Parish. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all parts, its many parts, forms one body, so it is with Christ. And they say we Catholics don't know the Bible. That's Corinthians 12. Boom. The Roman Catholic Church has many prayers from many orders that address peace. From the Franciscans, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. From the Benedictines, help us, St. Benedict, to achieve peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our sorely troubled world. Through your powerful intercession with God, help us to be peacemakers and to work for peace. From the Carmelites, St. Teresa of Avila, let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whatever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. And from the Jesuits, Lord, lead us from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Let peace fill our hearts, our world, and our universe. Let us dream together, pray together, and work together to build one world of peace and justice for all. Amen. Lastly, I share words from Pope Francis's Prayer for Peace. Now, Lord, come to our aid. Grant us peace. Teach us peace. Guide our steps in the way of peace. Open our eyes and our hearts, and give us the courage to say, never again war. With war, everything is lost. Instill in our hearts the courage to take concrete steps to achieve peace. Shalom. Peace. Salam. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us.
I'm Margot Reinhart. I'm the minister of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bozeman. I have taken for this poem phrases that I've heard spoken between people over the last few weeks. God of many names, Allah, Adonai, Spirit of life and love, Creator, compassionate and merciful, hear all our prayers that we may have a meal each day with people we know. Heat when it is cold and light when the sky is dim. Help from our neighbors, whether we call for them or not. A hearth and a home, and to know that friends and family will be safe in their beds. To look upon the face of a sleeping child. Calm for the children, the humming of a prayer. A future for the generations. Spirit of life and love, bring healing and hope to the Middle East and to our world. Comfort those who grieve, calm those who feel traumatized, give courage and freedom from those who are far from their families. Give wisdom to the leaders. Sustain all of those working for peace. And provide companionship for all who are walking on the long journey during war. Hear our prayers for peace. Hear our prayers for the realization of the unity of one human family, flourishing and held in the arms of love.
Hi, me again. The Buddha was very practical, as many of you know. And this prayer is his offering of a practice for loving kindness. And I thought of it because I was thinking of that song, "Let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me." So we each do our part. So there is something we can do. And this is that practice. It's called the Metta Sutta, the prayer of loving kindness. This is what should be accomplished by the one who is wise, who seeks the good and has obtained peace. May I be strenuous, upright, and sincere, without pride, easily contented and joyous. May I not be submerged by the things of the world. May I not take upon myself the burden of riches. May my senses be controlled. May I be wise, but not puffed up. And may I not desire great possessions, even for my family. May I do nothing that is mean or that the wise would reprove. May all beings be happy. May they be joyous and live in safety. All living beings, whether weak or strong, in high or middle or low realms of existence, small or great, visible or invisible, near or far, born or to be born, may all beings be happy. May I not deceive another nor despise any being in any state. May I not by anger or hatred wish harm to another. Even as a mother, at the risk of her life, watches over and protects her only child, so with a boundless mind may I cherish all living things, suffusing love over the entire world, above, below, and all around without limit. So may I cultivate an infinite goodwill toward the whole world, standing or walking, sitting or lying down. During all my waking hours, may I practice the way with gratitude, not holding to fixed views, endowed with insight, freed from sense appetites. One who achieves the way will be free from the duality of birth and death. May it be so.
Representing the Protestant Christian tradition, I would like to offer the final prayer. O God, it is your will to hold both heaven and earth in a single peace. And yet, human acts of escalating violence beget only more brutality, and all of us are in deep pain. Let the design of your great love shine on the waste of our wraths and sorrows. Guide all people of faith into the way of justice and truth, and give peace to your Abrahamic faith communities, peace among all nations, all faith, peace in our homes and peace in our hearts. And for those who are Christians, we pray in the name of the Prince of Peace. And for all of us gathered, we pray in all the holy names of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for taking time out of your afternoon. And it is just such a blessing that so many people came together to align with the divine and invite peace in our midst. You are a blessing, and peace to you. Thank you.
You have just heard the sounds of a peace prayer vigil offered by the Gallatin Valley Interfaith Association on the afternoon of Sunday, November 12, 2023, near the pavilion at Bozeman's Lindley Park, attended by about 100 people and quite a few dogs. The Gallatin Valley Interfaith Association's vision is to bring together people of all faith traditions in the valley to nurture a stronger community through efforts of compassion, peace, respect, justice, and love. A few days after this event, a friend sent me this poem by Rabbi Irwin Keller titled Taking Sides, which I share with you now. Taking Sides. Today, I am taking sides. I am taking the side of peace. Peace, which I will not abandon even when its voice is drowned out by hurt and hatred, bitterness of loss, cries of right and wrong. I am taking the side of peace, whose name has barely been spoken in this winterless war. I will hold peace in my arms and share my body's breath, lest peace be added to the body count. I will call for de-escalation, even when I want nothing more than to get even. I will do it in the service of peace. I will make a clearing in the overgrown thicket of cause and effect, so peace can breathe for a minute and reach for the sky. I will do what I must to save the life of peace. I will breathe through tears. I will swallow pride. I will bite my tongue. I will offer love without testing for deservingness. So don't ask me to wave a flag today unless it is the flag of peace. Don't ask me to sing an anthem unless it is a song of peace. Don't ask me to take sides unless it is the side of peace. This has been a Beyond the Deep End production, recorded and produced by Joy LaClaire for broadcast and archiving on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman.